Okay, so we're going to test a recording done where I'm just simply reading and I'm not even listening to myself. So to do that, we're going to go back to the article. So on theconversation.com, an article was published. And I'm looking for the date. I can't find the date. So over the past 2 years, several recognized international human rights organizations, including Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, have released reports documenting massive and widespread Israeli violations of the human rights of Palestinians, both inside Israel and in the occupied Palestinian territories. They have made headlines around the world because they have charged Israel with committing the crime of apartheid. The term apartheid has been used before in relation to Israel by many thoughtful and respected international figures, including former United States President Jimmy Carter, Archbishop Desmond Tutu, former United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, former Israeli Attorney General Michael Ben-Yair, and former Israeli Shin Bet Director Amy Ayalon. The Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch reports do not compare Israel to South Africa. Instead, they are judging Israeli practices in the light of the long-accepted international definition of apartheid enshrined in the United Nations Treaty on Apartheid dating back to 1973, as well as the 1998 Rome Statute establishing the International Criminal Court. According to the Rome Statute, apartheid is an institutionalized regime of systematic oppression and domination by one racial group over another racial group or groups, and committed with the intention of maintaining that regime.